The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy One, we thank you that you have gathered some of your people of St. Andrews here in this place, and others joining us from places near and far. We ask that your Holy Spirit would be present among us, would meet us in this place, and that you would give us those things that we need to sustain us here and now, and lead us ever onward into whatever may come our way. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is so wonderful to see some faces here in front of me this morning. I was hit with an unexpected wave of emotion as I walked in to just see people in the church. I've been here for the last 6 months doing services and initially preaching to empty pews, and then that first Sunday I got a text from my husband that said, "The camera's to your left. Look to your left." Hi, everyone at home. But now some of you are here. And others of you are still joining us on live stream, whether you are down the street or whether you are joining us from places far and wide. It has been a long 6 months since we last had a congregation participating in worship from inside our building. Though we've made all the necessary adaptations in our daily lives and here in this building, underneath there's still that gnawing question: when are things going to get back to normal? At first, it seemed like this whole thing was a blip. Remember when we thought that we were shutting down for 2 weeks and what a big deal that seemed like? Yeah, that was cute. But all these months later, here we are, finally gathering in our building again. And it's not quite how we imagined it would be. There have been challenges that we never could have imagined. Losses, both personal and of those who have inspired us in our common life together. Loss of jobs, cancellations of plans and of beloved traditions, disconnection from friends and family, a loss of normalcy in our daily routines. We are grieving. We are weary. We are wishing for things to be different, and we're not sure how much longer we can go on. I don't have words of wisdom that make this all okay, because it's not. But I do find comfort in our scriptures this morning, because you see, my dear ones, we are not the first to feel this way. I couldn't help but laugh when I saw that the reading from Exodus for this, our first Sunday back, was the story of the Israelites grumbling in the wilderness because things aren't the way that they thought that they would be. There's not enough food, and it's taking way longer than we had in mind, and they cry out, "At least in Egypt we had food. I would rather have been back there and died than deal with this nonsense." And do you know what happens next? God doesn't call them ungrateful jerks for not remembering their salvation from Egypt, for not remembering how God brought them across dry land, parting the Red Sea. No, God hears them and gives them what they need. Quails to eat every evening and flaky manna every morning. It's not exactly what they asked for. And it's not God zipping them out of the wilderness into the promised land. And yet, God hears their complaints, had compassion on them, and met them right there where they were in the wilderness. Now, it was probably a good thing that God didn't mention the fact that it was going to be somewhere in the range of another 40 years before they'd reach the promised land. This was not the moment, God decided. Rather, God heard their cries and fulfilled their needs right where they were. God didn't change the fact that they were in the wilderness. There were things to learn there, and time they needed to grow together before they reached the promised land. The story we heard this morning would become a foundational story for the people of Israel, just as much as the rescue from Egypt. We hear that fact in the psalm, written many centuries later, of freedom from Egypt and nourishment in the wilderness. It became part of the story of who they were. They were the people that God rescued from captivity, and they were the people whose cries God heard, and the people God cared for in the wilderness with manna and quail. These stories continually offer hope and remind the people of God who they are during times of crisis. The stories reminded them that God had rescued them before. God had met them and cared for them in the wilderness place. And God had led them in time to the fulfillment of something new. It's a story that has echoes in the gospel as well, of God rescuing us from the sting of death, meeting us here on this earth and feeding us first with bread and then his very body. And as a way of showing us how we can be the ones to care for each other in this time, in an in-between time, learning and growing and caring for one another as we wait for the day that we open our eyes in the land which we are promised, an eternity of love and light in the fullness of God's presence. Our life of faith takes place in the in-between time. And so here we are. we're still in between what was and what will be. We're still in the wilderness. And yet God reveals to us in this place that our cries do not go unheard. Here we are. A return to this place that's not what we thought it would be, but God meets us here in the midst of this place, not taking us backward to what was, not zipping us forward to this all being over and done, but meeting us here in the in-between, giving us community and nourishment that might not be exactly what we've always known, but it's enough. It's what we need. Our time in the wilderness isn't done yet, and we don't know how much more we have in store. The good news is that hopefully it's a little shorter than 40 years, but we'll see. Yes, we once thought that when we all came back together, we'd hug and we'd shake hands, sing loudly, have a festive celebratory coffee hour, and yet here we are, masked and shown assigned seats. We can't sing or hug. There's no coffee hour, and communion is going to be a little different. We'll get to that. But we're here. And God is here, blessing us with enough nourishment for today. And God will see to tomorrow's needs tomorrow. And this is how we'll carry on, knowing that the Holy One of Israel is in our midst, guiding us onward to what lies ahead. We can't quite imagine what that will be or when that will be, but we do know one thing. God will be there, just as God is here now. God will hear our prayers and supply our needs, even if it doesn't happen quite the way we expect. And so we take one little step at a time, like this step this morning, doing all the good we can each step of the way, caring for one another, trusting in God's presence here among us, reminding each other and the world that a better day is coming. I believe that the one who guided the people in Israel in their time of wilderness, meeting their needs and accompanying them all the way to the promised land, is here in our midst, meeting our needs, leading us forward to whatever lies ahead. Amen.